By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to Arise and Shine. As you know, that whenever you watch a program, The Rise and Shine, that we always give you, we start by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, and then we have the privilege to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. With regards to the blessings of Durood e Pak, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said that those who recite Durood Sharif upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, when meeting one another and shaking hands, before they separate from one another, the former and the latter sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. So whenever you meet each other, when you give salam to each other, when you embrace each other, at that moment in time, then also send Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that before we separate from each other, then our sins are forgiven. And again, this is just one of the blessings of reciting Durood e Pak. And we try to give you these blessings so that hopefully you understand the importance of it, and hopefully you become habitual in reciting Durood e Pak. As I've said before, who knows that one extra Durood e Pak that you recite today might make all the difference on the Day of Judgment. As we said, viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And as you know, after the daily blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, we have the privilege and honor to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون
مردوں کے لیے حصہ ہے اس میں سے جو چھوڑ گئے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے
وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا
اور عورتوں کے لیے حصہ ہے اس میں سے جو چھوڑ گئے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے ترکہ تھوڑا ہو یا بہت حصہ ہے اندازہ باندھا ہوا
وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينُ فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا
پھر بانٹتے وقت اگر رشتہ دار اور یتیم اور مسکین آ جائیں تو اس میں سے انہیں بھی کچھ دو اور ان سے اچھی بات کہو
وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا
اور ڈرے وہ لوگ کہ اگر اپنے بعد ناتواں اولاد چھوڑتے تو ان کا کیسا انہیں خطرہ ہوتا تو چاہیے کہ اللہ سے ڈریں اور سیدھی بات کریں
ان الذين ياكلون اموال اليتامى ظلما انما ياكلون في بطونهم نارا
وہ جو یتیموں کا مال ناحق کھاتے ہیں وہ تو اپنے پیٹ میں نری آگ بھرتے ہیں
وسيصلون سعيرا
اور کوئی دم جاتا ہے کہ بھڑکتے دھڑے یعنی بھڑکتی آگ میں جائیں گے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madhi Channel, we just had the privilege there to listen to a few verses of the Holy Quran with the translation, the Urdu translation from Kanzul Iman. And I've said it before, but I'm going to continue to say it. I would advise every household to have a copy of this translation of the Quran the Arabic and the common translation in the houses and read it on a daily basis. It's now available in the English language, but it's not available in the book form at the moment. Inshallah, Azawajal, it'll be soon available. But you can download it from our website, www.dawatislami.net, completely free of charge. And I think it would really benefit our houses if, as a result of us sitting down every day, we read at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran, read the translation of the Quran and the commentary of the Quran as a family, and inshallah, Azawajal, we can all benefit from this. And hopefully, if we sit down as a family, one, it'll bring the family closer together, it'll bring the love and unity together. But at the same time, when we're learning the Quran together, then inshallah, Azawajal, we can all benefit from it as well. So please make an intention to try and create that environment in the house, the Madani environment in the house, where you can all benefit from it. Viewers of the channel, as you know, you're watching Arise and Shine. And after we listen to the Talabat of the Quran daily, we have the opportunity to listen to the Kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Balagh al-ula bi kamalihi kashafa duja bi jamalihi shafadu ja be jamalihi hasuna jamii uqisalihi sallu alayhi wa alihi karuti دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں بلغ العلا بے کمال ہی کشف دو جابِ جمالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِعُ خِصَالِهِ سَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ حقیقت میں وہ لطفِ زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے جو یاد مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلا گھبرایا نہیں کرتے لیوا غم سے گھبرایا نہیں کرتے. ارے او نا سمجھ قربان ہو جا ان کے روزے پر, یہ لمحے زندگی میں بار بار آیا نہیں کرتے. یہ لمحے زندگی میں بار بار آیا نہیں کرتے. یہ ہے اپنوں کا کیا کہنا, یہ ہے دربار آقا کا یہاں اپنوں کا کیا کہنا, یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے. یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی گیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے. یہ دربار رسالت ہے یہاں ملتا ہے, بن مانگے 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 منگتا کہاں اٹھتے ہی داتا کی دین تھی دوری قبول و عرض میں, بس ہاتھ بھر کی گئے یہاں ملتا ہے, بن مانگے یہاں ملتا ہے, بن مانگے. ارے نادان یہاں دامن کو پھیلایا نہیں کرتے. ارے نادان یہاں دامن کو پھیلایا نہیں کرتے. اور محمد مصطفیٰ کے باغ کے سب پھول ایسے ہیں, محمد مصطفیٰ کے باغ کے سب پھول ایسے ہیں جو بن پانی کے تر رہتے ہیں, مرجایا نہیں کرتے. جو بن پانی کے تر رہتے ہیں مرجایا نہیں کرتے. اور ارادے جن کے پختہ ہو نظر, جن کی خدا پر ہو ارادے, جن کے پختہ ہو نظر, جن کی خدا پر ہو, تلا تم خیز موجوں میں وہ گھبرایا نہیں کرتے. تلا تم خیز موجوں میں وہ گھبرایا نہیں کرتے. جو ان کے دامن رحمت سے وابستہ ہے حامد, جو ان کے کسی کے سامنے وہ ہاتھ پھیلایا نہیں کرتے کسی کے سامنے وہ ہاتھ پھیلایا نہیں کرتے حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے جو یادیں مصطفیٰ سے دل کو گرمایا نہیں کرتے.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madani channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. Viewers of Madani channel, what we're going to talk about. Normally I introduce the topic before the Nath, don't I? Now today, for some reason, I forgot. But anyway, okay, we are here. We are where we are. Today, you know, viewers of Madani channel, in whatever you do in your life, then you have to struggle for it. Nothing comes easy. Nothing is, you know, they say that people are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Some people are, yes, some people are born with a silver spoon, that they are born with wealth, they are born with these things. But if you want to achieve anything personally, if you want to achieve anything personally yourself, then it doesn't come without struggling, be it in this dunya or be it in the hereafter. If you want to achieve anything in this dunya, then you have to struggle and strive. And struggle is the key to success. Whether the struggle is the key to success in this dunya, or struggling is the key to success in the hereafter. In both ways, we have to struggle to achieve something. And there's a story I want to share with you. There's a story that is said that a king, he attacked an area, he attacked a certain place at least 6 times in order to conquer it, but was unsuccessful. And every time he was unsuccessful, and every time he kept on trying again. When his last attempt was also unsuccessful, he became tired and in a state of despair, he laid down in the room with intention to rest. He laid down and he basically thought to himself that, look, I've tried it 6 times now. 6 times I've tried to conquer this place and 6 times I've failed. And he literally gave up. And whilst thinking about his numerous unsuccessful attempts, suddenly his eyesight fell upon an ant trying to climb the wall in the room which he had no intention of giving up, despite falling down constantly. So this ant was constantly going up and then falling. Going up and falling. Going up, falling. Going up higher and then falling. And so this ant would get further and further up the wall, sometimes here, there, there, and it kept on falling down. But the ant never gave up. And he's watching this ant and thinking to himself that, you know, there's been times where he wasn't as successful as the last attempt, but he still tried again. There was times where he got further than the last attempt and he tried again. And each time, but the ant never gave up. And he learned from this. He learned from this and it gave him great enthusiasm that, look, no matter what, I will never give up. And as he was watching this, eventually the ant climbed up and it got to the top of the wall. And by watching this, he realized that if an ant never gives up, if an ant continues to struggle, no matter what difficulties he faces, then I should also continue to struggle and strive until I achieve the success that I want. And so this gave him new enthusiasm, and he attacked that area again, and he was successful in that mission. Views on the channel, from this we learn that continuous striving will eventually produce a result. To continually strive to achieve something will attain results in the end. But do we give up at the first hurdle? For example, if I say to you, you know, learn the Quran, learn the Arabic, and you try to learn it and you fail, and you think it's not for me, and you give up. If you try to become a Jamia student and you fail, or you struggle and you give up, do you try and go back? I remember, again, you're going to say I'm going to go aside from the story, but I remember, alhamdulillah, that when Jamiatul Madinah was opened up in the UK approximately 10 years ago, Jamiatul Madinah was opened up here in the UK. And when Jamiatul Madinah opened up in the UK, we had literally an opening ceremony. We invited all the ulama ikram from across the UK, and they came there, and they visited the campus, and they visited the sites, and they did dua for the students. I remember there was one scholar, quite a famous scholar, and he said, can I sit down with the students, the new students? And we said, yes, no problem. It'll be a blessing for the students. And he sat down with the students and he was talking to them about the fazail of ilm and everything, the blessings of knowledge and how to acquire the knowledge and the struggle and strive. And he said to them that, you know me, don't you? And he's a famous alim. And the students said, yes, we all know you. He said, you know that I'm a certain masjid and I've got a bit of respect within the community as a scholar. People know me. And they said, yeah, yes, we all know you. And he said, what you don't know is that I ran away from the Jamia 3 times. Three times, he said, I ran away from the Jamia. Three times, I decided to give up. Three times, I realized this was not for me. But three times, luckily, I decided that no, I will not give up. I will struggle. I will strive. I will continue on this mission. And I came back. And this will. And it was explained to the students that, look, there'll be times. There'll be times that you want to give up. There'll be times that you want to run away. There'll be times that you'll go home and you say, look, this is easy for me. Sitting in the home, comfort of my home, having the, you know, home comforts, mother looking after me, father looking after me, everybody looking after me and caring for me. Why should I struggle here? And he said, but remember this. This struggle, this drive will pay off. And, you know, you look back and you think, he was right. That there are times that unless you struggle and strive, it doesn't pay off. Not a single student in the field of deen will find it easy. I remember speaking to one alim of deen where somebody was having a dream. And in the dream, the student was seeing dogs and scorpions and snakes in the path of them going to the Jamia. They were in the path and they were trying to stop them from going to the Jamia to acquire the knowledge of the deen. And I asked this scholar the interpretation of this dream. And the scholar said, are you not thankful that it's only in the dream? Are you not thankful that it's only in the dream? And he said to me that, tell me, name me one scholar, one famous scholar that has had an easy path to acquire the knowledge of the deen. It is not an easy path to go on. And those students that do the Dars-e Nizami course, those students that struggle down this, without doubt, it is not easy for them. You know, and you see that so many, you know, fall to the wayside. For so many give up. They give up in the first year. Like a huge percentage of students give up in the first year because number one, they think it's easy. They think it's an easy course. It's not an easy course. To become an alim, it's not like going to the madrasa and learning to read the Qaeda. It's a lot more difficult. Yeah, and so they think it's easy, we'll do that. But what happens is they realize it's hard. But then what happens is the students come that, and they realize it's hard, but they're not willing to put in the hard work. They're not willing to struggle. They're not willing to strive. And as a result of that, they fall to the wayside because they're not willing to give that sacrifice. They're not willing to give that qurbani. And viewers of Mother Channel, without sacrifice, without qurbani, you do not achieve anything. And you need to struggle and strive in whatever field you are. Again, if it is the dunya or even is it the akhirat. And in the case of these students, without struggle and strive, they will not achieve what they're achieving. So I pray that all the students that are on the path of deen, all the students that are acquiring, that are on this courses of Dars-e Nizami, that are being the future scholars, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah give them steadfastness. Allah give them the ability to struggle and strive. Allah give them the ability to complete the course and serve the deen with whatever community that they're in. But coming back to the topic of the day of Yuzum and the channel with regards to struggling and striving, and that striving is the key to success. We realize, Yuzum and the channel, that we must strive to carry out those acts. We must strive to carry out those acts that please Allah. Not those acts, not struggle to achieve those acts that are effectively accumulating the sins. Yeah, because we need to make a clear distinction here. A clear distinction here that you may think, okay, he said to me that struggle is the key to success. Well, I'm going to struggle, I'm going to strive, and I'm going to build up this alcohol business. That's not success. That's not success. You are struggling and striving to effectively displease Allah Azza wa Jal. So your business, your work, whatever you're doing, make sure that whatever you are struggling for, whatever you are striving for, whatever you're working hard for, is ultimately one halal, and if better still, if it's done to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, you need to be aware of that. Don't just say to yourself, oh, I'll struggle and strive and I'll build up this haram business. I'll fiddle everybody. I'll cheat everybody. I'll lie to people. I'll steal from people. I'll do this. I struggled. I strive. I had to be really, really clever to achieve what I've done. And as a result of that, I've struggled and strived and I'm successful today. You may be successful in your eyes. On the day of judgment, you'll realize how really unsuccessful you are. And before that time comes, viewers of the channel, wake up and realize that am I successful? Am I successful? And what is success? If you understand what true success is, then you'll be able to strive for it. And viewers of the channel, to understand what true success is, then you need to understand the true mission. What is your purpose? What is your purpose in life? And if you understand your purpose in life, then you can struggle to achieve that purpose. And if you achieve that purpose, then you're struggling for success. Now, is our purpose in life to build up a big business? Is our purpose in life to have a big koti, a big bungalow back home that people can look up and say, wow, look at that. I've never seen a house like that before. Is our purpose in life to have a big bank balance, to be able to wear an expensive watch, expensive clothes, drive an expensive car, and people think, wow, look at him. Yeah. If you think that is success, then you are effectively deluded. I'm not saying to you that bungalow back home, I'm not saying to you that house, that car, that money, that wealth, that watch, I'm not saying it's haram, but that is not your true purpose in life, viewers and Mother Channel. Your true purpose in life is to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your true purpose in life is to achieve success in the afterlife. Your true purpose in life is to get into paradise. And in the same way that throughout your early years, people will struggle. You know, they'll get a student and they'll say to the student, and they, you know, the parents have the vision that I want my child to go to this university. This is the university that I want my child to go to. And they struggle and strive for 10 years. From the moment the child is born, they say, look, I have a vision that I want my child to go to this university. And from the moment that child's born, they'll educate the child. They'll make sure that it has the best tutors around him, the best teachers around him, all these things around him, so that when that student gets to that age, then he's able to join that university. Because that has been the mission of the parents for them 15 years, 19 years, that that child gets to that university. And when that child gets to that university, then they realize they're successful. But our mission, viewers of the channel, is to struggle and strive from the moment we are born to the moment we die, to get to a place that is much better than any university in this dunya, to get to the afterlife and please Allah Azza wa Jal. Be amongst those people who Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with, not amongst those people who Allah Azza wa Jal is displeased with. And we are told, viewers of Manichin, that as a result of your sins, you will go into the hellfire and you will be punished in the hellfire. And there'll be those fortunate people, viewers of Manichin, and I pray that we become amongst those fortunate people. There'll be those fortunate people that will enter paradise without accountability. But how is that achieved? How is that achieved? We need to struggle and strive and pray. Pray, viewers of Manichin, that we achieve the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it'll only be through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we attain paradise. But if we don't struggle, if we don't strive, and we're amongst those unfortunate people that spend thousands and thousands of years in the hellfire, the pain that we will suffer. You know, viewers of the channel, I mentioned it before, but it is said that if all of the illnesses of this dunya, all of the calamities of this dunya, all of the problems of this dunya were to be inflicted on one person, then the pain and suffering that that one person would feel would be nothing in comparison to the lowest punishment in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar, viewers of the channel. Without doubt, we need to struggle, we need to strive, and only then will we achieve success. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, viewers of the channel, in Surah An-Kabut, ayat number 69, and those who struggled in our way, we shall definitely show them our path. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The summary of the commentary of this ayat written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. I'm going to read the commentary with regards to this particular ayat. It is stated here in the tafsir of this, that those who strive to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, they will definitely be shown the path of reward. Those who strive to repent, they will be definitely be shown the pathway to sincerity. Those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to action. Those who strive to establish the sunnah, they will be shown the pathways to paradise. Struggle, strive. If you struggle and strive in the right path, then Allah Azza wa Jal will show you the path. And in the tafsir, like I said, those who struggle to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, they'll get the reward for it. Those who strive to repent, they will definitely be shown the pathways to sincerity. Those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to action. And those who strive to establish the sunnah, they will be shown the pathways to paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, we learn from this blessed ayat, and we learn from the blessed commentary that whoever does virtuous actions, he will be rewarded. If you do a good deed, you will be rewarded, and goodness is for them. And we hope that through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whoever strives to be obedient to the parents, he will be successful in this life and the hereafter. Whoever strives to feed Muslims, the stages of the hereafter will continue to become easy for him. Whoever continues to strive in giving charity, he will have the blessings in his wealth. Whoever struggles and strives to repent from his sins, then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, he will be blessed with sincerity. The student who strives to gain Islamic knowledge, as I mentioned, he will gain success. His actions, however, strives to act upon the sunnah and spread the sunnah, then he will be eligible for the blessings of paradise. Viewers of Mother Channel, question for all of us. What are we struggling? What are we struggling for? What are we striving for? What are we trying to achieve? And I mentioned it before that if you were to make a list of what you want to, you know, nowadays there's a term that people use in bucket list. A bucket list is basically people have created these lists with things that they want to do before they die. Yeah. And some people will say, oh, I want to go to this place in the world. I want to go to America. I want to go to Dubai. I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to be able to drive this car. I want to be able to own this car. I want to be able to get that house. And they make, and they call it like a bucket list. This is the term that they use. And they make a bucket list of all the things that they want to do. And as they've done them, they tick them off. Oh, I've done that one now. So now you know what? I'm going to try and do that one. Okay. And when have they done one? Tick that one off and say, okay, now I'll try and do that one. And so they try and tick off this bucket list. If I was to ask you to make a bucket list, what would be on that bucket list? And where on that bucket list would it be to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Where would it be on that bucket list that I pray and I hope that through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I attain paradise without accountability? Where on that bucket list would be that I want to perform the Hajj? Where on that bucket list would it be that I want to perform the Umrah regularly? Where on that bucket list would it be that I want to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla and travel in a Madri Ghafala for 3 days? Where on that bucket list would it be that I want to acquire the knowledge of the deen, that I want to become a scholar? Would it even be on that bucket list? Would it even be on our list of things that we want to achieve in this dunya? Now, maybe because now you're watching a religious program and you're thinking, yeah, he's right. Okay, yeah, it would be on my bucket list. But would it really be on that bucket list? Is it, if it wasn't for the fact that we're sitting here today, talking about this subject, talking about struggle and talking about strive and making you think about this and making you reflect on this, would that really be on your priority list? And Live Views of Mother Channel is all about priorities. Life is all about priorities. It's whatever you prioritize that you want. It's whatever prioritize that you want. If you want to prioritize that I want to be able to go on the Hajj, you, inshallah, will go on the Hajj. Otherwise, what will happen is you'll continuously make excuses. You'll continuously not have any money. You'll, maybe Hajj will never become farz upon you because you've never even struggled and strived to achieve that. So it's your priorities, viewers of the channel. And if you get your priorities life right in this world, whatever your priorities, if you get them priorities right in this world, then you'll be successful in this dunya and you'll be successful in the hereafter as well. But it's your priorities. And if your priority, if on your priority list, it is not there to please Allah Azza wa Jal, if on your priority list, it is not there to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, if on your priority list, it is not there to perform those deeds that will enable me to enter paradise without accountability, then your priority list is wrong. Where on your list is it that I want to achieve the status of being a namazi? Not a title. It's not a title, is it? But I want to be known as a namazi. And I think a couple of days ago, that there was someone that passed away. And when he passed away, he was a mubalik here in the UK. And I remember that when we went there for the funeral, and there was 3 big masjids in that town. Beautiful masjids. All 3 of them were beautiful masjids. And the janazah was held in one masjid. And the imams were there. The imams for all 3 masjids were there. And I wouldn't say an argument broke out, but a little discussion broke out. And the discussion was this, that every imam from the respective masjids, they claimed that this individual was a namazi at their masjid. They made this claim that, no, he came to our masjid regularly. No, he came to our masjid. I used to see him every day. No, he came to our masjid regularly. And so these masjids, these imams, all 3 of them were claiming that he was a namazi at their masjid. So he had, I will say, okay, I'll use this. I will say he has this title of a namazi. A namazi at a certain masjid. Do we have that title? Do we have the title where people know us as a namazi, as a person who often prays his namaz in the masjid? Do people know that about us? Do people say, yes, he's a regular at our masjid. We see him every day. Or do they even say like, oh yes, I know he works, but every day he's here at Zohr and Asr. Or every day he's here at Maghrib and Isha. Every day he's here at Fajr. Does that apply to any of us? Could our masjid, people that go to the masjid, could the Imam Sahib vouch for us and say yes? Could he on the Day of Judgment say, yes, I saw this person every day in our masjid. Every day he was there for Fajr, every day he was there for Zohr, for Asr, for Maghrib, for Isha. I saw him there every day. Every day during the month of Ramadan, he was there for the Taraweeh prayers. I used to see him every day. And that again, views on the channel, it doesn't come unless it's on your list of priorities, unless you're willing to struggle and strive to achieve that. And if you're not willing to struggle and strive to achieve these things, then you'll achieve nothing. You'll achieve nothing. And so again, we need to get our perspective right. We need to get our priorities right. We need to make a mission in our life. You know, every person, unless they have a mission in their life, then they are misguided. And our mission as Muslims should be to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I've said it before, but again, I'm going to say it again. If you want to achieve your true mission, if you want to achieve your true purpose of life, then you need help. You need help. Because it's not easy doing it alone. It's not easy doing it alone. And I'll give you an example. You build a wall. And what consists of a wall? A wall is dependent on the bricks. And a wall is dependent on the cement. And we all, whenever we try and build a house, we try and choose good bricks, solid bricks. You want really, really good bricks. But if you were to build a wall and use no cement whatsoever, brick upon brick upon brick upon brick, and you just build a wall of bricks, then how hard is it to push that wall down? It isn't easy. Collapse. That wall would collapse very, very easily because there's no cement there. So from this Views of the Channel, we realize that for a brick to remain strong, it needs to be attached to another brick. And for that brick to remain strong, it needs to be attached to another brick, and so on, and so on, and so on. In the same way, Views of the Channel, you need to have this attachment. You need to have this attachment to an environment that will help you protect your iman. You need to have this attachment to an environment that will enable you to achieve your true purpose in life. You need to have this attachment to an environment that will enable you to struggle and strive to achieve true success in this dunya and the hereafter. And the best environment to have at the moment, Views of the Channel, is the environment of Dawud Islami, where our daily activities, our weekly activities, our monthly activities, Madani Channel, and so many other things that you have seen enable us to build that strength, to build that strength to protect our iman, to build that strength to achieve our true purpose in life, to build that strength to enable us to struggle and strive to achieve success in the dunya and the hereafter. Views of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. Now we're going to go to the daily reminder, and the daily reminder is exactly what it says. It's the daily reminder, a reminder of what we should be doing, and I pray that we learn something new today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, how merciful and generous is Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, the one who gave us life and the one that will give us death. If anyone repents sincerely in his court, he Azza wa Jal becomes so pleased with him that he will forgive him, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. But my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, we need to learn how to repent. We need to repent constantly. Because Allah Azza wa Jal loves the person who repents. Whatever we do, we need to repent. Repent in the morning, repent in the evening, at night. Read Salatul Tawbah. And then go to sleep. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, how fantastic, how phenomenal, how magnificent. Words are not enough to say for the gracious mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Words are not enough. He wants us to repent so He can Azza wa Jal forgive us. But do we actually repent? Or do we say, no, Allah will forgive us anyway? We need to make the mindset that every little thing that happens to us, we need to repent and we need to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for everything that Allah has done for us, even if it's something so small or something so vast. We need to make sure that we do shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also we need to make sure that we repent. Repentance in the court of Allah is, Allah Azza wa Jal loves us. If we do not do this, we do not repent, we will not be forgiven for our sins. But yet, we have to look at this, that if we harm somebody or hurt a Muslim's feelings, and we repent in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, we also need to go to the person and ask for his forgiveness. If we do not do that, then Allah may forgive us, but on the day of judgment, the person who we've hurt their feelings, on the day of judgment, they will take certain amount of good deeds of ours. And you need every single good deed for the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Viewers of the channel, we just heard a little bit there about repentance and how we should every day repent. But at the same time, viewers of the channel, we need to be honest with ourselves. Be honest with ourselves and reflect on our daily actions, what we are doing. And what happens is, unfortunately, we brush them under the carpet. We think that we've not done this, we think that we've not done that. And as the Mubalik said, that before we go to sleep, if we perform Salatul Tawbah, where it's two rakats, just two rakats nafal, with the intention of seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the sins that we committed, if we do that on a daily basis. And if on a daily basis we reflect. You know, there used to be these recorders, these VHS, they used to call them, VHS recorders, before DVDs and all these sort of things. And what happened was, is it would like this track, and it would go around and you'd play, you know, the recording. Now, you know, what you should really do is your daily occurrence should be like on this recording machine. And then every day you should rewind it, yeah, before you go to sleep, and play it in front of your eyes. And think to yourself, what did I do today? What should I have done today? What shouldn't I have done today? Ya Allah, I shouldn't have done that. Ya Allah, I need to seek repentance from that. Ya Allah, I need to seek your forgiveness as a result of that. And that is what we need to do on a daily replay. Reflect and think. And you know, the Madani Namaz Qari is something that I keep on mentioning this, viewers of Madani, and I really request you all, please. You know, it's completely free of charge. You can actually get an app on your phone now. And again, that's completely free of charge. There'll be no monthly charge. There'll be no adverts, no nothing like that. Download that app. And if you fill it in daily, it'll take you maximum 12 minutes. But the benefit of filling that in, it'll make you reflect. It'll make you think. It'll make you become aware of your actions. So if you haven't got a video recorder in your mind that you can rewind, that will help you to remind you, have you done this today? Did you do this today? Did you not do this today? You shouldn't have done this today. And it'll make you think about that. And then we need to be honest with ourselves. The people of the past, they used to hit themselves with feet every day, hit them the feet with sticks every day to ask themselves that, what did you do today? Did you do this? Did you not do this today? And reflect on themselves. So to think and to reflect about your status, about what you are doing, and to try and act upon this. And then when you think, when you reflect, and when you act upon it, then inshallah, you can make this a change in your life. You can change your direction, and you can say, okay, I'm going in this direction. That's not the direction I need to be in. This is the direction that I need to be in. And for me to get from here to here, I need to struggle. For me to get from here to here, I need to strive. For me to get from here to here, I need to make a plan. And I will achieve that plan through struggling, through striving. And that plan has to be the Siratul Mustaqim. That plan has to be the plan, the straight path, the path on those who Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with. Not on that path who Allah Azza wa Jalla is displeased with. That is the path that we need to be on. Now that path has many, many branches, but that is the path that we need to be on. The path that enables us to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so to achieve this, viewers of the channel, now I want to say to you, how are you going to achieve this? We know that we need to struggle. We need to strive. We need to strive for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But how do we achieve it? First of all, viewers of the channel, we need to acquire the knowledge. Yeah? You need to acquire the knowledge. If you want to be successful in any field in the dunya, then you need knowledge. If you want to be successful in a business, you want to open up a business selling mobile phones. For argument's sake, you want to sell mobile phones. You will then do research. You will then go away and find out the knowledge. What are the best-selling phones? What are the weakest-selling phones? What accessories do I need? What don't I need? What can I sell? What can't I sell? What do I need an import license for? What do I need this for? And you'll find out everything. Everything about that business. You'll find out the profit margins. You'll find out the import duty. You'll find out the taxes. You'll find out the laws, the rules, the regulations, the license. Everything you'll find about it. And once you find out about it, once you find out all the rules, regulations, profit margin, you'll then act upon it. Now imagine a person, Imagine a person that has the knowledge. He has so much knowledge about a certain business. He has studied this. He's done research on this. He now has that facility in his hands. He has that knowledge in his head that he can turn pounds into millions of pounds. He can now make millions of pounds as a result of the hard work that he has done, as a result of the knowledge that he's done. But he sits there and does nothing with it. He doesn't do anything. And people say, what, are you mad or what? You've got all this knowledge. You know everything about this field. You're an expert in this field. You know, you're the best in this field and you're doing nothing with it. People are going to say you're a fool. In the same way of using the channel. Number one, we need to acquire the knowledge. We need to acquire the knowledge of those things that will please Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, we are told that we need to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, but how? How? How should we perform the ghusl? How should we perform the wuzu? How should we perform the namaz? Yes, you may say to yourself, well, I learned that 20 years ago, didn't I? I learned that 30 years ago. Okay, maybe you did. And maybe your ghusl, your wuzu, your namaz are perfect. But I would advise you all to get it checked. Recheck it. In the same way that you recheck your car to make sure it's perfect, you check everything in your houses. People have these certificates now to make sure that the gas is safe in the house. Certificates now that make sure the boiler is safe in the house. Certificates now to make sure that the car is safe for the next 12 months. Where is your certificate to check that your wuzu, ghusl, namaz is still safe? Get that checked. Get the knowledge of the deen. Get the knowledge of regarding the sins that can affect, those illnesses that can affect the heart, the diseases of the heart. Get the knowledge of that. And once you've got the knowledge on that, once you know that these things are haram, once you know that you should be doing these things, if you just sit there and continue as normal and don't act upon that knowledge, then there's no difference. In fact, you are worse than that person that had the knowledge of a business and didn't turn it into millions. You are worse than that person because you've been blessed with the opportunity to acquire that knowledge. You know what you should and what you should not do. And you know how to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, and what you're doing is you're just sitting on it. And you're wasting that knowledge. So acquire the knowledge and act upon the knowledge. Acquire the knowledge and act upon the knowledge. And again, acquiring the knowledge is not easy. It's not easy. It's not like we've got a USB port in our arms that we plug in the USB and download, done. No, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. I don't think technology will ever get that far that you'll be able to plug in a USB into our head and download the knowledge. No, you have to struggle, you have to strive, you have to read. You know, and I, alhamdulillah, I'm coming here every day on Rise and Shine, and I feel it's a blessing for me. I myself, personally, I am benefiting so much from this program. Why? Because every day I go away, I read, I learn, and I achieve something. Whereas if that didn't happen, if I did not set aside that time to read and learn something, I may be just have another wasted day. And in the same way, viewers of Mithichel, we need to find this time, put this time aside where I'm going to read and acquire the knowledge of the deen so I can benefit from this. Set this time aside where you're going to learn, where you're going to acquire the knowledge of the deen so you'll benefit from this. And if you don't put this time aside, if you just go through this life in heedlessness, then you're going to achieve nothing. You're going to achieve nothing. And so, viewers of Mithichel, we need to acquire the knowledge, and then you need to act upon that knowledge. You need to act upon that knowledge and realize the benefits of that knowledge. And we say this to our, we say to our Jamia students, you know, in these last couple of weeks, we've been talking to our Dora Hadith students. And I was saying to them one by one that, look, you are now blessed that you in your hearts, in your brains, you have got a treasure. You've got a treasure of knowledge. You've got a treasure of knowledge. Two things. You need to act upon that knowledge. And the second thing is you need to spread that knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you this ability to acquire that knowledge, but you need to spread that knowledge as well. You need to act upon that knowledge and you need to spread that knowledge. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. We're going to take a small break now. We're going to go to the daily hadith. And then after that, when we come back, we're going to talk about our pious predecessors and how, after they struggled, after they strived, they continue to struggle and strive when they acted upon the knowledge that they achieved. But in the meantime, inshallah, we're going to go to the daily hadith. So let's go and listen and hopefully learn something new today from the daily hadith. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
It is mentioned in Tirmizi, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The most complete in terms of faith are those who have the best character. And khiyarukum, the best among you, are those who are the best with their women, meaning their wives. So for us, it's a lesson that if we want to be the best in terms of iman, in terms of faith, then we have to adopt good character. Our character, our nature, our behavior should reflect the fact that we have adopted good character and learned from the prophetic way. And another reflection of being good or being among the best is that we are good with the women of our household, or in this respect, the wife. So if a husband is bad to his wife, or does not treat her well in any way, or does not fulfill her right, he cannot be from those who are considered the best among the people. There may be people who are apparently very religious. They have a religious outlook, religious appearance. They seem very good outside, but when they come home, they are completely different people. And it's a lesson for them especially, and for many others generally. Men must learn that true character or good character is seen or reflected outside of the home and within the home as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, brief reminder from our Qamar Madri, one of our early graduates from Jabal Tul Madina. And it's quite apt really that we're talking about striving for success at the time when this particular student of the Deen, well, I'm not going to say he's a student, mashallah, he's a scholar. When this particular scholar that you just watched, when he was a student, the Jamiatul Madina in the UK didn't exist. So he had to go to Pakistan, stay there for 7 years, struggled and strived, go into a different climate, different food, different facilities, different resources, leaving the comfort of his home, and he stayed there for 7 years to acquire the knowledge of the deen. And this again is showing a practical example of someone that struggled and strived, and alhamdulillah today he's a scholar amongst us as well. So these do not come easy, and alhamdulillah today he's still, you know, active within the environment of Dawah Islam. You can see him on Madri channel. He's part of our translation department, and I believe he's just done one of the Quran Park translations that are soon to be available to all of us. Talking about the pious predecessors views of Madri channel, how they struggled and how they strived. Ghawse Pak Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said that he consistently offered Fajr Salah for 40 years with the wuzu of Isha Salah. Allahu Akbar. And he completed the recitation of the entire Holy Quran every night for 15 years. And he would offer 1,000 rakats of Nafl Salah every single day. After struggling and striving. And you hear about Ghawse Pak, and I don't know if you've heard the life story of Ghawse Pak, of how he struggled and strived, how the fact that when he was a young child, he decided to come to Baghdad to acquire the knowledge of the deen. And when he was leaving the home, the mother said to him that, "My son, I send you in this path and we will meet on the day of judgment." You know, she knew at that time that the son was going and maybe she would never see her son again. But she knew that the sacrifices that he was going to make, the knowledge that he was going to attain, was going to be the benefit for the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when that same young Ghawse Pak, he got to Baghdad, the money that his mother had given him, that money soon ran out. But what did he do, viewers of the channel? Think to yourself, nowadays when we go to university, we go in there to acquire a degree or whatever it is, our money runs out. We haven't got any money. What do? Abaji, dad, can you send me some money? Mom, can you send me some money? Bhai, can you send me some money? Bhaji, can you send me some money? We'll make this phone call that, look, I'm here in university now, send me some money. And what will happen is, if you haven't got money, then what do? You'll have a few committed students. There'll be a few committed students that what they will do is they will go and they will get part-time jobs. They will get jobs there and they will work and they will struggle and strive. But the majority of the people, they think, you know what, I don't need this. Yeah, I'm having warm food at home. My mum washes my clothes. I've got no rent to pay, no headache, no nothing. And they go back home. Ghawse Pak didn't do that. When he ran out with money, and when even then there was no opportunities for work, what did he do? He survived on what? He survived on grass, on leaves, on water from the streams. This is how he survived. Why? Why did he do that? Could he not have gone home? Could he not have gone home to his loving mother, who he obviously loved, and his mother obviously loved him as well? Could he have not gone home? Yes, he could. But he realized that knowledge is the cure for sick souls. Knowledge is a way that awakens us. And he decided to struggle and strive to achieve that. And he struggled and he strived and he continued to acquire that knowledge. And when he acquired that knowledge, what did he do? He didn't just sit on that knowledge. We hear here that every night he would complete the Quran. Every night for 40 years, viewers of Mother's Child. Think about that. He never slept during the night. For every night from Isha to Fajr, he would stay up and he would do the namaz with the same wuzu. Why? Because he did not go to sleep. He would complete the whole Quran every night for 15 years. He would offer 1,000 rakat of nafal every single day. And nowadays we can't even offer two. Nowadays we think we've done a real good job if we've offered four nafal in a day, six nafal in a day, eight nafal in a day. We think we're fantastic. 1,000 nafal every day. Struggle, strive, perseverance, hard work, not ease. Not ease, no. But they did it. When Hazrat Sufyan Sauri, Ramatullah Ta'ala, passed away, someone saw him in his dream and asked, "How did Allah Azza wa Jalla treat you?" He replied, "I saw my merciful creator and he said to me, O Ibn Sa'id, congratulations to you. I am pleased with you. Why? Because when night would fall, you would worship me with tears and softness in your hearts. Paradise is in front of you. Take whichever palace you like and continue to behold me because I am not far from you." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of my channel, here we hear that a person that has a result of him staying up at night, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, he was rewarded for it. Today, when do we stay up all night? When was the last time you stayed up all night? Okay, and you're thinking about it now. And if I was to ask you why, well, why did you stay up all night? To watch a film, to watch a drama, to sit with your friends, to have some fun, chatting with your mates, staying up all night, in a party, you stayed up all night. And throughout your life, there'll be times where you do stay up all night. But have you stayed up all night for the right reasons? And you know what happens is we have got to that state now that we have to try and convince the ummah to stay up at night. That the night is a time where you can worship Allah. We have to talk about those great nights, Laylatul Qadr, Shab-e Berat, Shab-e Miraj. We talk about these nights. We talk about the nights of Laylatul Jaizah, the nights where you can gain these rewards. We talk about these nights and tell people to stay up on these nights. And we try to convince them of the blessings of the nights. And maybe there's half a dozen nights during the year where we try to convince you to stay up. But these people of the past, they would stay up every single night because they knew the reward of staying up at night. And if a person like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ta'ala, if he stayed up every night and he performed ibadah for 40 years between Isha and Fajr, then without doubt, for them 40 years, he achieved Laylatul Qadr. 40 years, he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla on the night of Laylatul Qadr because every night he would stay up. And the other pious predecessors who stay up all night, they, without doubt, if they made a habit of it, of every single night staying up all night, we were told that Hazrat Sufyan Sauri, that when he passed away, he was rewarded by the fact that he stayed up at night. Without doubt, he achieved the blessings of these great nights, the blessings of Shab-e Barat, the blessings of Shab-e Miraj, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, and the other great nights that we have been blessed with. He achieved them nights. Why? Because he made a habit of it. And we can make a habit of it. And you know something, someone said to me recently, and they were quite true, it was quite interesting really, that in these times of the year, in the UK where we have the very, very short nights, so you're having a very short night. So if between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, 4 hours maximum, you worship Allah Azza wa Jalla for 4 hours, it'll be written on your record that you worship Allah Azza wa Jalla all night. Because you did. All night. That for the whole night you worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla. How many of us, you know, we talked earlier on about having the status of namazi. How many of us will be able to say that we worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla all night? But these are the nights that we can do it, viewers of my channel. These are the nights where we can please Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are the short nights that we can do it. During the winter months, when Maghrib is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah, and Sari is at 6 o'clock in the morning, you basically got what, literally a 14-hour night, a 14, 15-hour night. It's going to be hard to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla all night, but at this moment in time, we can do this. And we need to develop this mindset, viewers of Allah, to take advantage of situations, to take advantage of these situations where we can achieve the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But unfortunately, what we do is, we struggle and strive only in worldly matters. We don't struggle and strive in the dunya. And you know, when you look at nowadays, what happens to us is, viewers of Allah, if we want to aspire to anybody, you know, we look up to people and we say, I want to be like him. I want to be like that person.
Yeah.
And so what will happen is you'll make a plan to try and achieve what that person has achieved or what that person has achieved. 99 times out of 100 probably, maybe even 999 times out of 1,000, that person that we're trying to aspire to be like, trying to achieve the success that he's achieved, is success in this dunya. We try to become a businessman like him. We try to become wealthy like him. We try to become a good doctor, a good lawyer, a good barrister like him, a good solicitor like him, a good teacher like him. But do we ever aspire and look at the scholars, look at the pious people and say, you know what, I want to be pious like that person. I want to have the knowledge of the deen like that person. I want to be able to teach the deen of Islam like that person. I want to be able to recite Quran like that person. I want to be able to have that knowledge like that person. I want to be able to sacrifice my time in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla like that person. I want to be able to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla like that person. And that is the people that we want to try and aspire to. How many of us have them kind of aspirations in our life? We don't view them on the channel. We don't look at these as being role models effectively, unfortunately. Our role models, again, are in a mess. Our role models are confused who our role models are. And nowadays, if we ask you who your role models are, our role models will be people that have earrings, that play football, play cricket, have films, sing songs, astaghfirullah, politicians or whatever, other types of famous people. But our role models are not the pious people of our era. The role models are not our pious predecessors. The role models are not our companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ultimate role model should be the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unfortunately, he's not within our hearts. He's not within our hearts because we don't know anything about him. We don't know how he lived his life. We don't know where he was born, where he passed away, what he achieved, what struggles he did, what strives he did, what things he did to bring the deen of Islam to us. We don't know about those things. We don't. We know more about football players. We know where they were born. We know what age they are. We know the birthdays. We know the date of birth. We know how long they played for this club, and then they played for that club, and then they were transferred from this club to that club for that amount of fee, and then we even know the salaries that they're earning, the amount of money that they're making, what sponsorship deals they've got, what this they got, which TV programs they come on. We know all these things about these people, but we don't know about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know about the companions and the pious predecessors. And again, this is sad that we don't have these role models. And these role models exist, viewers of Mother Channel. You know, it's wrong for me to say we don't have these role models. When I say that, I mean we don't have these role models in our hearts. These role models are there, but we don't know anything about them. And we need to acquire the knowledge of these people so that we can be aspired to follow in their struggle, follow in their strive, and inshallah azza wa jal, achieve a little bit of the success that they achieved. And it's through their struggles and their strives, viewers of Mother Channel, that the deen has got to us today. And if it was not for their struggles and strives, where would we be? I tell you one thing, viewers of Mother Channel, I won't be sitting here in front of you. This Mother Channel would not exist probably if it was not the struggles and strives of our pious predecessors who left their homes to call people to the path of righteousness, call people to the fold of Islam, make people follow the deen of Islam. And if it was not for their struggles, we would not be here today. So one, we owe it to ourselves to know about those people. And two, we owe it to them to carry on the work that they did. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the final prophet, it is then the job of the ummah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to struggle and strive and call people to the path of righteousness, to call people and give them nikki kitab. It is our job now, viewers of the channel. And again, that is not achieved by just sitting at home. That is not achieved by just sitting at home. That is achieved by leaving your home and struggling and striving. And you know, the people of the past, when they would leave the home, they would leave the homes with the kafans. They would leave the homes with the shrouds, the funeral shrouds packed with them, because they left the home with the intention that, you know what, I might never come back. I'll die in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that was their mindset, that was their struggle, their strive. And nowadays, 3 days in a madri kafir. Sorry, mate, ain't got time for that. 3 days, I ain't got 3 days. Yeah. Forget 3 days, viewers of the channel. You invite someone to an ishtama for 2 hours and we haven't got time. We cannot even struggle and strive. This shows you, you know, if people wonder why the ummah is facing these difficulties, why we are facing these problems around the world, we can't even struggle and strive to get up in the morning and lift that blanket off ourselves. We can't even lift that blanket off ourselves and go to the masjid, and then we wonder why we are struggling. The pious people of the past, the struggles and strive that they took, we can't even lift that blanket and go to the masjid for Fajr. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, we're going to take a small package now, inshallah, azawajal, and then inshallah we'll be back straight after this. So please stay tuned and keep watching the channel, inshallah, azawajal. We'll be back straight after this small break. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, grant me anything that is more.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. It is said that a king had attacked an area more than 6 times in order to conquer it, but was unsuccessful. When his last attempt was also unsuccessful, he became tired and in a state of despair, he lay down in a room with intention to rest. While thinking about his numerous unsuccessful attempts, suddenly his eyesight fell upon an ant trying to climb the wall in a room which had no intention of giving up despite falling constantly. Many times the ant would reach very close to the top of the wall but would then fall down. The ant would then give up and try again to climb the wall. Eventually, after many attempts, the ant becomes successful in its mission. Seeing the struggle of the ant, the king gained motivation. He fought off his despair, strived again with a new passion and enthusiasm, attacked that area and became successful in his mission. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. O lovers of the Prophet, we learn from this parable that continuous striving and effort does eventually produce a result. We are able to learn many things from the action of an ant in trying to achieve its mission. No matter how far or how difficult the destination is, an ant goes toward its purpose with much courage and only rests when it's managed to gain great heights. Likewise, a few small ants work together to pick up big grains and take it inside their holes. It is also the result of their continuous strive and struggle. We should also learn a lessons from these ants that and make it a part of our life to continuously strive. Through continuous striving, difficult tasks are able to be completed, whereas without striving, even easy tasks seem difficult to do so. These time brothers, remember, we must strive to carry out these acts that please Allah Azza wa Jal and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that will benefit us in this life and the hereafter. This is a cause of prominence for the religion of Islam that will help us to fulfill our purpose of coming to this world, that will benefit our country and community, that will benefit creation, and which are not a means of causing pain unjustly to anyone. Allah Azza wa Jal has given glad tidings of success to those who strive in His way. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Para 21, Surah Ankabut, Ayah number 69, and those who struggle in our way, we shall definitely show them our paths. The summary of the commentary of this ayah written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan is as follows. Those who strive to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, they will definitely be shown the path of reward. Those who strive to repent, they will definitely be shown the pathways to sincerity. And those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to action. Those who strive to establish the Sunnah, they will be shown the pathways to paradise. O lover of the Prophets, we learn from this blessed ayah and commentary that whoever does virtuous actions, he will be rewarded with goodness for them. We hope that through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever strives to be obedient to their parents, he will be successful in this life and the hereafter. Whoever strives to be feed Muslims, the stages of the hereafter will continue to become easy for him. Whoever continues to strive in giving charity, he will be having a blessings in his wealth. Whoever strives to repent from his sins, he will be blessed with sincerity. And the students who strive to gain Islamic knowledge, he will gain success in his actions. Whoever strives to act upon the Sunnah and spread the Sunnah, he will be eligible for a blessing like paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and that was mashallah Hassan Bhai. Mashallah, he's our London region Negran. He's responsible for all of the work that is happening in London and the surrounding areas here in the UK. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him for all of his efforts. And now mashallah, he's giving us some daily reminders on Madani channel as well. Alhamdulillah, we're talking about struggling and striving is the key to success. And unless we struggle and strive, then we will not achieve our success. And alhamdulillah, with us on our line now, we have Wasim Bhai from London as well, mashallah. Wasim Bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Mashallah. How are you, Wasim Bhai?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, Khalid bhai, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. MashaAllah, we can see your picture on the screen, Waseem bhai, that we have to struggle and we have to strive to achieve success.
Indeed, Khalid bhai, and undoubtedly, without struggle, we can't achieve anything big when we take into consideration whether it is any religious efforts or whether it is any worldly gains that we need to work, that we want to work towards. Without struggle, we can't achieve big results. And I think the topic you've chosen, struggle is the key to success. This topic in its own is a beautiful message to everyone, and especially the youth out there, that unfortunately nowadays we look for many shortcuts. If we talk about success from worldly perspectives, we want to become rich overnight and so on and so forth. So when we know that when we want to achieve worldly riches, of course there's a struggle behind it. And same goes into our religious developments as well. When we want to attain something in spirituality, then of course there's a lot of struggle behind this. So unfortunately, because of this very element, because of ignoring struggle, the element of struggle in our efforts, we end up harming ourselves, not only from worldly perspectives, but also from a spiritual perspective. As struggle is very closely linked with steadfastness. And yes, steadfastness is the key to success, you can say. It doesn't matter how much actions are we performing. Doesn't matter whether we offer optional salah all night long, whether we recite the whole Quran in one night. But we are strongly encouraged and motivated to be steadfast and persistent in our actions, no matter whether they are of a very small amount. So a small amount of efforts, but with steadfastness, would lead us to success. And of course, to attain that steadfastness, there's a very big struggle behind it. As we know that offering tahajjud salah, Khalid bhai, it is a very small action, but just by looking at it, it's only 2 rakat salah. It's not a very huge task. How long does it take just to offer 2 rakat salah? But the struggle that is behind offering 2 rakat tahajjud salah, of waking up, and you know, performing wudu at that time, all this struggle, the effort is although small, but the struggle of being steadfast in this is something that elevates the ranks of a person. So if this element of struggle is not in our lives, then of course the elevation of ranks and all this will just be a dream for us. We won't be able to attain it. So whether it is worldly gains, whether it is spiritual gains, whether it is any religious gains, we have to ensure that the element of struggle is there and we are steadfast upon it.
Allah, Allah. But you know, you talk about steadfastness, which is basically consistency, you know, being consistent in your action. Like you said, that it's okay, mashallah, you'll get the reward for performing tahajjud once, but if only you can be consistent and do it all the time. But how can we achieve consistency though? How can we achieve this steadfast? How can we maintain that? How can we maintain that steadfastness?
If we think about it, that why do we gain this steadfastness during the month of Ramadan? It is because during that month, we are closely attached to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're closely attached to those friends of ours who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of performing righteous deeds. So we come to know that during Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we are more inclined towards keeping a good company. So alhamdulillah, if we want this steadfastness, this consistency to keep going throughout the year, which we should, then of course we need to ensure that we attach ourselves to such an environment where we are constantly reminded. We have daily reminders, like we have in this program as well, mashallah. We have daily reminders to be steadfast, to be consistent in struggling for our hereafter. Alhamdulillah, beautiful environment of Madani, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, gives us these reminders in the shape of Madani In'amat, gives us these reminders in the shape of weekly gatherings, gives us this reminder in the shape of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, as we are doing at the moment. So if we stay close with the devotees of the Prophet, who are attached with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, if we stay connected with Madani channel, if we stay connected with this beautiful environment, inshallah, it will help us to get these reminders and to struggle for our hereafter to attain this steadfastness. If we move away from these kind of environments, then it will become very difficult for us to be steadfast in struggling for our hereafter.
Jazakallah, Wasima. May Allah Azawajal reward you. I've sent you some more work to do, so you're going to have to struggle even more and strive even more. May Allah Azawajal preserve you, and may Allah Azawajal enable you to continue on this path that you're working at the moment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Viewers of the channel, that was Wasim Bhai, like I said, head of our translation department. And just recently, we got a message of a bayan that he's translating. We sent it to him, so MashaAllah, he's going to be, as soon as he looks at his phone now, he's going to think to himself, I've got more work to do. And just recently, Alhamdulillah, the translation department here in the UK is expanding because some of our scholars are graduating. So now we've got scholars that are now part of the translation department, and hopefully the level will increase and we'll have better resources available for our English-speaking people as well. And the Fizana Medina Marnama magazine, which is a monthly magazine, again, is translated by this department. The books, the bayans, the weekly risalas, all of these are being translated by this department here in the UK as well. So may Allah Azawajal preserve them, and may Allah Azawajal enable them to continue to struggle and strive to achieve this. And again, this is just one department, and you know, there are so many people that are working in the background, so many people that are struggling and striving to achieve the success that Dawat Islam is achieving at the moment, to achieve the success where the Quran and Sunnah is propagated all around the world, in every city, every town, every country, all around the world. And this is, again, through all of the efforts of all of those brothers and all of those sisters as well that are struggling and striving on a daily basis. May Allah Azawajal reward them. And again, as he said, we're seen by that, we should all join this environment where we can all take the blessings of it and hopefully be part of this movement, the part of the struggle that we can achieve the pleasure of Allah Azawajal. We're going to have a small package now with regards to the blessings of Jummah, inshaAllah Azawajal.
Jummah is such a blessed day that Allah Azawajal has revealed a whole chapter, a whole surah in the glorious Quran. Para number 28, Allah Azawajal mentions in this beautiful chapter, beautiful surah. The surah is called Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 9. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis salati min yawmil jumu'ati, fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay, dhalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Translation from Kanzul Iman, that all people who believe, when the call for Salah is given on Friday, the day of congregation, rush towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and stop buying and selling. This is better for you if you understood. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you know, clear words in the glorious Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing the Muslims. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's just talk about the blessing of Jumu'ah itself. Now before you go to Jumu'ah, there is many sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we should try to act upon. And so one of them is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that you should have a bath, you should have ghusl. And he says in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that no doubt doing ghusl on a Friday will take out sins from the roots of the hairs. Now subhanallah, when a person, he has ghusl on a Friday, he has a shower, he has a ghusl on a Friday, then Allah Azza wa Jal will remove his sins even from the roots of the hair. And in another beautiful hadith narrated by MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who does ghusl on a Friday, his mistakes and sins will be forgiven. So you know, subhanallah, look at the mercy of Allah ta'ala. All what we are doing is we are doing ghusl. We are cleaning ourselves. Yeah, look at the beauty and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that our sins will be forgiven when a person has ghusl. And another hadith paak quoted in Muslim hadith, hadith number 223. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the five daily prayers, and from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, are an expiation for whatever sins come in between, so long as one does not commit any major sins. Yani from one salah to the other salah, in between, if a person he commits any minor sins, any saghira sins, then Allah Ta'ala, because of the blessing of salah of namaz, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sin. And then from one Jumu'ah to the other Jumu'ah, if a person he offers his Salatul Jumu'ah, then that Jumu'ah will be inshallah Azza wa Jal expiation, yani Allah Ta'ala will forgive the sins of that person as well. And Piyar Islam Bayo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, another very beautiful hadith by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who does wudu and goes for Jumu'ah Salah and listens to the sermon, the khutbah, with concentration and stays silent, then until the next Friday and 3 days after that, his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. So when you go for Jumu'ah and you listen to the khutbah, to the sermon very, very carefully, you don't talk and you listen to the khutbah, you are silent, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that will be expiation, that will be forgiving our sins for 10 days. Subhanallah. Ya Islam bhaiyo, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala li has said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his way to Medina for migration, he stopped at a place called Quba. And Quba is at the time of charged on Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. MashaAllah, as you know, the Masjid Quba is the first masjid built in Islam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stayed in Quba, that place, for 4 days, Monday to Thursday. And during the stay, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation of the first masjid in Islam. And on Friday, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he proceeded towards Medina. When they reached the area of Bani Salim ibn Auf, it was time to offer Jummah Salah. And people, they all gathered at that place as a masjid where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the first Jumu'ah Salah and delivered a sermon. And even today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you will see that just not so far off from Masjid Quba, if you walk towards Masjid Quba, from Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam, and if you walk towards Quba, then you will come towards Masjid al-Jumu'ah first, and then you will come to Masjid al-Quba. And that beautiful masjid is still there, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, which is a historical place for the Muslims, because that is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he offered his first Jummah Salah. It says that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that no doubt there are 24 hours or sa'at on the night of Friday and the day of Jummah. Every hour, Allah Azza wa Jal frees 600,000 people from the fire of hell. And in one narration, it says that these are those people which Jahannam has become wajib upon them. Yani they were necessary, they were destined to burn in the fire of hell. But because of the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless these individuals, 600,000 of them, every hour. And Allah Ta'ala will grant them paradise. Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And that was MashaAllah. Mubalik Hafiz Rifaqat Atari mentioning some of the blessings of Friday. But one thing he didn't touch upon that I want to quickly mention is the fact that on the day of Friday, we should try and go to the graveyard and pray for the deceased that are in the graveyard. And when you go there, think to yourself and look at them graves and think to yourself that these people, they lived their whole lives, 80 years, 90 years, 70 years, 60 years, 50 years. What did they achieve? Did they achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? And you know, when you look at the graves and you see them, that they've got little mounds on top of them, and they have the stones, and here in the UK, it's quite popular to have the granite stones. And you look at all them and you can see maybe the difference between certain families, that this is a wealthy family, that they put big granite on the simple family, whatever. But what you see above the grave has no reflection of what is inside the grave. And true success is what these people have achieved, hopefully, inside the grave. If the graves become like one of the graves of Garden of Paradise, then inshallah, they are successful. But if their graves become like one of the valleys of the hellfire, then they are not successful. And the question that we need to ask is that when we enter that dark and lonely grave, are we going to be successful? Are we on the path right now Are we striving in the right direction now? Are we putting our efforts in the right direction now to achieve true success in this dunya and true success in the hereafter? And you know, viewers of the channel, people have said this to me and I've seen it with my own eyes. They say that people that run after the dunya, they don't get the dunya. People that run after the hereafter, they get the hereafter, and the dunya runs after them. The dunya runs after them. So running after the dunya, you never achieve it. It's like, you know, you see this, you used to see these pictures where there used to be a carrot dangling in front of a donkey, and the donkey would run forward to try and get the carrot. And as it was going forward, the carrot would get further and further away. Dunya is like that, viewers of my channel. We'll never achieve dunya. What we should try and struggle and strive for is to achieve the akhirat, achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in today's program, we've talked very, very briefly about how we need to learn to struggle, struggle for the right things, struggle for that, and make that, you make that bucket list, as I mentioned earlier on, make that priority list. Look at our priorities in life, look at our bucket list in our life, and look at yourself and think to yourself, have I got the right priorities in life? Have I got the right bucket list there for me to work towards? Look at that, reflect, and try and make a change. Make a change whilst you can, because a time will come, viewers of the channel, where you will not have time to make any change. Because then four people will carry you to the graveyard. Four people will return and you'll be buried there on your own. And you'll be in that dark, unlonely grave. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching Arise and Shine. And stay tuned, look after yourself. And in the meantime, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun